Next, we have Professor John Mearsheimer addressing an audience about the situation in Gaza. He is speaking on October 23rd, 2023.
What the United States has been interested in doing is creating a Palestinian state in the West Bank and in Gaza and in East Jerusalem, living next door to a Jewish state, Israel. We have failed. We have not been able to push the Israelis to accept that, and there's no two-state solution. So what the Israelis now have, and which the government in Israel wants, is Greater Israel. Greater Israel includes the West Bank, Gaza, and 1967 Israel, or Green Line Israel. Okay, that's Greater Israel. The key point you want to keep in mind is that there are approximately 7.3 million Palestinians and approximately 7.3 million Israeli Jews in Greater Israel. There is rough equality between Palestinians and Israeli Jews. You just want to think about that. So when you think about Israel, and you think about Israel as the Jewish state, which is completely understandable, you want to understand that that Jewish state has as many Palestinians in it as it has Jews. And by the way, there's a very prominent demographic expert who is Israeli who argues that there are slightly more Palestinians than there are Jews inside Greater Israel. And furthermore, when you look at demographic trends over time, there are going to be more Palestinians than there are Jews. And this is a Jewish state. So the question is, what do you do here? And what has happened is that the Israelis do not want to give equal rights to the Palestinians. Because if they gave equal rights to the Palestinians, Israel would soon cease to be a Jewish state, because there are more Palestinians than there are Jews, if not now, certainly in the future. So in the case of the Palestinians who are in Gaza, right, basically, they have been cordoned off. They have been isolated in Gaza. And it is commonplace to refer to Gaza as the largest open-air prison in the world. And if you read virtually any account of what life is like for those Palestinians who live in Gaza, it is absolutely horrible. There is just no question about that. They live under horrible conditions, in effect, in a prison. You want to understand that Israel controls the borders around Gaza and it controls the air above Gaza. These are not disputable issues. And again, there are about 2.1 million of those 7.3 million Palestinians in Gaza. And the fact is that the Israelis, who have been playing hardball with the Palestinian since 1948, when the State of Israel was created, are in a situation where the Palestinians are going to erupt from time to time. Most of us in this audience have heard of the First Intifada. We have heard of the Second Intifada. The intifadas were uprisings by the Palestinians. The Palestinians want their own nation state, just as the Jews wanted their own nation state. It's perfectly understandable that the Zionists were interested in coming to Palestine and creating a Jewish state, a Jewish nation state. That's completely understandable. But as my mother taught me when I was a little boy, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And if the Jews want their own nation state, are you surprised that the Palestinians want their own nation state? No. And American policymakers, especially American presidents, going back to Jimmy Carter, understood this completely and should have put enormous pressure on Israel to accept a two-state solution. But we were incapable of doing that. We could not put great pressure on Israel. And the end result is you have a greater Israel. And inside that greater Israel are 7.3 million Palestinians. And just to take this a step further, it's very controversial to refer to Israel as an apartheid state, given how they treat the Palestinians. But Human Rights Watch Amnesty International and B'Tselem. B'Tselem is one of the leading human rights groups in the world, and it's an Israeli human rights group. Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, and B'Tselem all have produced significant reports that label Israel as an apartheid state. So this is the reality that you now face. And the problem is there is no way the Israelis are ever going to agree to a two-state solution, because the political center of gravity in Israel has moved far to the right over time and is likely to move further to the right over time. If you look at the Israeli demographic situation, Israeli women have large numbers of babies compared to Western birth rates. But your average ultra-Orthodox woman has about seven babies. So what's happening is that the ultra-Orthodox, who now represent 13% of the population, will probably represent about 30% of the population in 2050 or 2060. They're growing significantly in number. And the ultra-Orthodox, I mean, they're a problem for a variety of reasons for Israel, because first of all, they don't serve in the military. Secondly, the husbands don't work and, in effect, live on welfare. But furthermore, their politics are far to the right. The ultra-Orthodox are not going to be sympathetic to a two-state solution. Furthermore, after what happened on October 7th, what do you think the Israelis are going to say when you say, let's move towards a two-state solution? They're going to look at you like you're crazy, given what happened on October 7th. So all of this is just to say, the only hope, in my opinion, of ever settling this conflict between the Palestinians and the Jews inside of Greater Israel was a two-state solution. And a two-state solution is not going to happen. That train has left the station.
And that was Professor John Mearsheimer speaking on October 23rd, 2023.